that the sky is raining soot.
No need to return all of those late library books
that you read with bated breath
about the end where even gods can meet their death.
Hello, and welcome to Classic, the podcast. I'm your right-handed host, Nellie.
And I'm your left-handed host, Natalie.
And we're here for you with faces for radio and voices for silent films.
As they say in the biz.
So we are going to be doing a podcast where we talk about classic literature and give it the treatment it deserves.
Which is berating it heavily and mocking it fiercely, right?
Always. These books have stood in our classrooms and our libraries for too long without question, too long without mockery. If they are truly great, they will be able to hold up to whatever we can throw at them, which is going to be mostly shade.
Yeah, and I'm also pretty bad at shade, so it probably won't be too bad anyway.
Yeah, also I don't really know what shade means. We're old. So we are going to start with a quick little introduction to get people interested, and by people we mean like the maybe 5 to 10 friends that we can con into listening to this. So, how do we know each other, Natalie?
We've known each other since high school. So upwards of 15 years about,
mm-hmm.
Now that we're in our almost midland 30s.
Oh, God.
Since we were about 15 years old, we've known each other.
Yeah.
14. 14, yeah. Yeah. True. Yeah, freshman year.
Freshman year.
We were in the same, was it math or science?
I don't remember.
I can't remember. But I do remember that we bonded over my collected copy of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes.
And that was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended up going to the same arts high school later.
Mm-hmm. Tacoma School of the Arts, represent.
What? throw out to Mr. Paul.
We're sorry for almost killing you that one time.
R.I.P.
Several times.
Yeah.
We didn't like attack him or anything.
No.
We made him laugh really hard, which is why we decided to start a podcast, because we tend to make people laugh and each other laugh, which is the most important thing.
Right. We do love each other and books.
Mm-hmm.
So we're combining them into making a podcast because we're 2 30-something white women and we need to be heard more of.
Yes, definitely.
The world needs our voices.
There's too many 30-year-old men. 30-year-old white men with podcasts. We're gonna throw it off a little bit.
Just skew that statistic.
Slightly.
Throw off that bell curve just a bit.
Just the tiniest bit.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we going to be covering? We are going to be talking mostly about the Western canon of classic literature.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that can cover everything from our first episode, which is going to be about Beowulf, to Nathaniel Hawthorne, mm-hmm. to Jane Eyre, to Shakespeare, to the Greek
Iliad, Odyssey, all that good stuff.
Yeah, basically anything that you're kind of made to read in high school or college English classes that aren't very woke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of cranky old white guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're probably not going to be attempting anything that's not within that canon, because we don't really have the background to make that work. Because we don't think that that literature is classic or amazing. It's usually better from my readings of it. But we don't have the cultural background to mercilessly mock it and shred it the way we do things written by dead white men.
Yeah, I mean, dead white men, I know that they've suffered long with scrutiny.
Mm.
And they just can't get away with anything these days.
No, and I'm glad.
Which is just so sad for them, I'm sure. So we're just going to dig in deeper and just go back hundreds of years and just tear into them from all sides of history. Which, I'm
get
all
them
about smashing that patriarchy.
Get them bitches spanning in their graves.
So fast.
Nathaniel Hawthorne has it coming.
He really does.
I hate that guy.
So hard.
So boring.
I'm so excited to reread his works.
I can finally tell people what I really think about the Scarlet Letter. So, we're also probably going to throw in a few, if there have been movies made of the things that we read, we might review the movies.
Like Easy A.
Because sometimes we enjoy movies more than books.
Or Naked Mocap Beowulf.com, whatever that movie's called.
Or The 13th Warrior, which is based off of a book, which is based off of Beowulf, which is, and also 13th century Arabic travelogue, essentially. Mm-hmm. But sort of based off of Beowulf, and also stars Antonio Banderas, so if you think we're not going to watch it and talk about it, you're in the wrong place.
We definitely are. Let's talk about, we can spend a whole hour talking about Antonio's hair in that movie.
And the way he learns the other language by listening and having no context clues.
Yep. He's a genius.
He's a genius. So yeah, that is kind of what we're going to be doing. Mm-hmm. And we hope that you listen and enjoy. And if you don't, you can stop listening.
Yeah, please don't email us if you don't like it.
No.
Please don't.
It's free. Who cares?
Yeah.
Just let it go.
It's just two real good friends having a laugh.
Talking into a microphone.
Yeah.
And staring at each other.
Into each other's eyes from across a desk. Which has never been done before.
With several copies of Beowulf.
Yeah. The part by me will be played by Marc Maron for most of these episodes. CrankyOldWhiteMan.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and in the lost version of this, we implied that I was an ageless vampire, so I'm going to go ahead and keep up with that.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely something that you need to hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
I am still going to hashtag swamp hag, hashtag life goals this, which, you know, you may hear in an upcoming episode.
You may. if you have any questions, comments, concerns, feel free to write them down on a piece of paper, tear it up, and throw it away. Or email us at classicthepodcast@gmail.com, or check us out on Instagram
at classic_podcast. I've been making some posters and icons and things that are fun
for a year
from like old medieval art, classic art, things like that. We'll be posting production pictures, fun things. We don't have any merch or anything. We're not sponsored by anyone, and I don't expect to be. So I will be working on setting up a Ko-fi account so you can keep us caffeinated, but I don't have an address for that yet.
And I don't know what it is, but it sounds awesome.
Yeah, they give us cash to buy coffee.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Can I buy tea with it, or is that against the rules?
It might set off some alarms, but if you run real fast, you'll be okay.
That is how I live my life.
She's small, but she's fierce.
All right, guys, we're going to be releasing the actual first episode. I don't know. Let's say, like, whenever this goes out, like a week from then.
Yeah.
Because we gotta ramp up some anticipation.
Yeah. Speaking of that, shout out to my husband, Kevin. Kevin M. Arnold, who is going to be publishing, sort of producing and editing this podcast for us. You can find him at Fool King Media on Instagram and Facebook. And also at Kevin_M_Arnold on Instagram.
And
so thanks, Kevin.
I would like to thank my husband for setting up the arm on which our microphone is, basically turning it so that all we had to do was plug and play in the office. And
very handy.
Very handy. And also for watching our child for several hours so that I could do this.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, honey. I love you.
Mm-hmm. The way it sounded, it was the child of, like, the four of us. Thanks to my husband for watching our child.
Our child. All four of us.
He's very lucky.
Have you guys seen the show Sister Wives?
Two mothers and two fathers.
Have you guys seen the TV show The Expanse?
It's perfect. Have you read the comic Open Earth? Because that's great. Yeah, I guess we'll be signing off, and you'll hear more from us next week. Again, this is Natalie, your left-handed host.
And this is Nellie, your right-handed host, signing off. Goodbye.
Yeah.
I love you. Goodbye.
Get out of here. Bye.
Stop listening.
Yeah.
But weirdos.
Now you're just lurking. Creeping me out.
Maybe the world will fall apart.
Maybe the crows will come and peck away your heart.
Maybe the wolves will eat the moon and the sun.
And we won't have to face the consequences of the things we've done.